right, good evening. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mike, and I'm here right up until 8 o'clock playing lots of punk, lots of hardcore for you. So feel free to get a hold of us here through the internet. Of course, flexyourhead.net is the name of our website. I don't know where that came from. Anyway, and we're also on Facebook, of course. We have a page, and I'm on there as well, so feel free to get a hold of me. Just search me out, of course, and you'll find it. Search Flex Your Head as well, or Vancouver Hardcore. There's always links. All the good stuff. But we'll start today's show off with Dehumanizers out of Seattle, Washington, off the first 5 years. It's a compilation CD featuring pretty much everything they did for the first 5 years, from 86 to 1990, 1991. For whatever reason, I wake up every morning and I have a song that's usually stuck in my head, and it's, for whatever reason, very random and very strange. Usually it's like some weird pop hit, like Taylor Swift or something like that will be stuck in my head as soon as I wake up, and I'm singing it in my head, and I don't know why, because I didn't have a dream about it, but for whatever reason, boom, it's there, and I can't stop thinking about it. Well, today, that was the song that was stuck in my head this morning I woke up. It was Dehumanizers' Renegade Smurf. I remember having this one when I was back 18 years old, I guess. No, not 18, 15, 16 years old. About 1987 or 1988, someone had lent me this record, and I recorded it, and I was listening to it all the time, and I used to love that song. And they even had this rap version, or a rap song that they did on here, I believe. If I can remember what it was called. But it was god-awful, because this is the early or the mid-80s, and where rap wasn't quite mainstream yet, but a little punk band from Seattle decided to do a rap song on the record, and it just was god-awful, but I listened to it all the time. I used to love it because it was different, and so was I back in the mid-80s, and whatever happened just happened. 3 Inches of Blood from Vancouver ending that set off a demo which I had picked up at a show years and years ago. Probably the second or third time I had seen this band, and fell in love with the band right away, right off the bat. The first show I saw them was at Sealand Hall, where they just had one singer at the time, so just Jamie was singing. And he came out dressed in like these huge shoulder pads that were covered in tinfoil, and he had a big helmet of some kind on. And this band was playing like these wicked Iron Maiden riffs and just blowing me away. And not taking the band very seriously as a band. They were just, like I say, having fun. But somewhere along the way, they clicked and they became really popular in the metal crowd and everything else. And ended up doing a lot of touring, put out a lot of records. Now they're playing their final show coming up this weekend at the Commodore. They're playing on Saturday and Sunday alongside their friends Bison and Black Wizard. Saturday night show is sold out, but the Sunday night show, I believe, as of this afternoon, had about 100 tickets left. So that's about 2,000 people that are going to be jammed into the Commodore this weekend to see a great Vancouver band, 3 Inches of Blood, play their final couple shows. Unfortunately, I did not get a ticket. For whatever reason, I'm just stupid. But I didn't get a ticket to see this band play, who I saw play many, many, many times. I was lucky enough to put two shows on for them, I think. One when they played with Ensign out at Bridgeview, and another one where they played at Video Inn alongside By a Thread and some other Vancouver bands. And great shows, a lot of fun, always easy to work with, and wish them the best of luck in whatever they're doing now. And we're going to be playing a whole bunch of 3 Inches of Blood throughout the show. Maybe some more stuff out this demo, because this was my favorite release, just because it was just over the top awesome, and love it to death. And I don't know anyone else that has this. I haven't seen it around very often. I know they had it for the one show, and that was about it. But just for the hell of it, we're going to play a whole bunch of stuff off of the 3 Inches of Blood catalog throughout the show here. But next set, we're going to open up with a band that'll be playing shortly in the next couple weeks at 333. This band is called Woolworm.
I had a dream, you were there. Most people walk through life drunk with self-centeredness. Not us. Not us.
We asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, all the clothes. Let's say, you know, someone buys it.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Hey, this is Blaine from The Accused, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah, and you're listening to the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, out at UBC, where it is dark. It was dark. Like I say, we're in a new studio now, and it's available. You can see outside, and I can't see anything because it's pitch black. No lights, no nothing. I can see some lights on the steps outside, but that's about it. But I love this place. It's a great new studio. Everything seems to be coming together now. You know, we had a lot of bumps and hiccups here and there, but everything's kind of flowing nicely now. I'm getting the hang of things. Still making some mistakes, but I'm learning. That's what community radio out here at CITR is all about. Giving me a chance. It's great. Started that end of that last set off with 45 Adapters. They're out of New York State, Queens, I believe, off a release called Patriots Not Fools with a track called We Can Win. Putrid Brew before him from Kelowna off Return to the Valley. It is their latest LP. Came out just a couple weeks ago on Hard Loss Records, so go check it out. A track called Consume. Build and Destroy from Detroit before them off Map of Heavens. with the title track of that 7-inch, and then Woolworm starting that whole set off Everything Seems Obvious with a track called Useless. See if I can pull up their show here. They're coming and playing a show just in a couple weeks with VHS from Seattle and Flagpolers from Vancouver, and that's at 333, and that's at Friday, November 13th. So a week from Friday, go check out some great pop punk action down at 333 Clark, where they have a brand new stage. Everything's just looking damn cool down there. So great shows coming up here in Vancouver. Very excited. Up next on the Flex Your Head show, new music from Sydney, Australia. This band is called Blackball.
Take it, take it, coward's push. We'll be right back. your calendars. Discorder Magazine's fall fundraiser is around the corner. Wander out of your multi-week post-Halloween stupor and directly into the Astoria this November 19th for live performances by Revered, TV Ugly, Mesa Luna, and Late Spring. DJ Danny Vancouver will have all night sets in between the bands. With doors opening at 8, tickets are only $5 at the door before 10 p.m. and $10 after. Proceeds go towards supporting Vancouver's longest-running independent music magazine. Discorder needs your help to stay in print, so come on out for a night of sweet tunes and keep alt coverage of Vancouver and Canadian music, arts, and culture alive. Visit www.discorder.ca for all the details.
It's t-shirt time! T-shirt time!
It's t-shirt time!
Everybody knows it's t-shirt time!
So annoying.
T-shirt time! It's t-shirt time!
Oh my god, shut up now!
Shirtless robots listen to CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm just trying to let everybody know so they put their t-shirts on.
And you're listening to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM. And that's set off with Bishop's Green, who are from Vancouver, but are currently out in Europe, touring for their latest record called A Chance to Change. And the track we played off that one was called Invisible. They will be coming back for a show at Funky Winker Beans sometime at the end of November. I think it's the 29th or something. It's a Saturday anyway. It's going to be a welcome home show for them after being on the road for a month. So hopefully a lot of people will show up, and we'll have a great time partying with Bishop's Green. 3 inches of blood before them in the set, off their demo, with bloody screams of despair that stain the ice. And how could you just not love that track, just because of the name of it? It's awesome. Anyway, 3 inches of blood playing their final two shows coming up this weekend at the Commodore. Saturday is sold out, and Sunday is very close to being sold out. As of this afternoon, there is just under 100 tickets left, so I'm not sure how many are going to be left, but hopefully if you want to go, you can still snag a ticket for Sunday. Sweet Jesus before them in the set off their release called You Destroy Yourself with a track called Goliath. And if you recognize the vocals on that one, you're thinking to myself, hey, that guy kind of sounds familiar. Yes, it was the guy who sang for Half Heart, of course. And then Blackball all the way from Australia starting that set off their 7-inch called Coward's Punch. And we played the title track of that one for you. Once again, you're listening to the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. Up next on the show, this is Downer.
Staring up at Venus. They told us we were girls, so we claimed our female lives. Now they tell us we are girls. Our femininity doesn't fit. We're fucking future girls living outside society.
All right, you're listening to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM. And that set off with probably the best demo I've heard in a long, long time. It's by Gloss, Girls Living Outside Society Shit, with the title track, basically. It's Girls Living Outside Society Shit, in brackets, We Are From the Future. 3 inches of Blood before them, off Battle Cry, Under the Winter Sun, with Destroy the Orcs. Once again, they are playing two shows coming up this weekend, November 7th and 8th, both at the Commodore Ballroom. Saturday is sold out. Sunday still has a couple of tickets left. And opening for them will be Bison and Black Wizard. So great local bands. Three of them all playing on the same show, all friends, all having a great time and putting 3 inches of Blood out in style. Before that, we heard Strangled out of Edmonton, Alberta. The song was called Cold Front and is off a new LP titled Body Bag. And then Dower, D-O-W-R-R, from Los Angeles, California, off their kick-ass demo that just came out this past year with a track called Truth. So if you want to find that one, just search out Dower Bandcamp, and you'll find it, and you can purchase it, and you can have it on your iPad and iPod and everywhere else you want to take it and have kick-ass hardcore there. The band is called Dower, D-O-W-R-R. Up next on the Flex Your Head Show, new music from a band from Boston. They are called Firewalker.
Millions